This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the live Saturday edition. Still to come here, we'll try to sneak as much of this in as possible. A disc jockey has been arrested based on some on-air comments, apparently. It's pretty shocking news. That's coming up. Plus, a porn shop has been shut down because of an obscenity law violation, or several of them, allegedly, in Oklahoma. Also, a young man has been arrested because of a photo that he posted online. And we're going to start things out with that. And your emails here, your calls, 800-259-9231. In recent months, the MySpace website has been getting a lot of attention. In the press, because it's a big social networking site with something like 50 million profiles. I mean, there's a lot of users. It's a very popular website.
Well, there's always something that's destroying our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's whether it's video games, whether it's
Dungeons and Dragons,
gangster rap, Dungeons and Dragons, AC/DC.
Yeah.
There's something out there that's, oh, it's going to kill the children. And this is just the newest thing.
Right. Essentially, what it is it's a website, and we have a MySpace profile. It's at myspace.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it with over 10,000 friends.
It's just for networking.
Yeah.
People find the show through MySpace.
Yep.
It
works
deal.
Well for that.
Yeah. No chickens were sacrificed in the creating of this web page.
The site is terrible. I mean, it's technically, it's miserable. They always have problems. It's
MySpace in general.
Part of the website is crashed frequently. It's just a bad site, but yet people continue to use it because it is useful.
It fills a need of theirs.
It does function. And essentially what it allows people to do is create their own little web page for themselves with information about themselves and, in many cases, photos of themselves. And things that they like, and their friends, and that sort of thing.
Sure, people want to show those things off.
Well, inevitably, there's going to be people that take photos of themselves engaging in activities that aren't all strictly legal.
Really, what a surprise.
Yeah, and in fact, there's quite a few of these types of photos on MySpace. Well, certain police departments around the country have come to this realization, and they are now surfing around MySpace as well, looking for evidence.
Do they have a task force?
Maybe.
Do they have a sting operation going?
Could very well be.
I feel safer already.
Well, they're only protecting you from teenagers smoking pot in this case, man, which I think they could be focusing their time on something else.
Yeah, that's great.
In this case, it's from Placer County, California. Ironically enough, that's where Steve Cubby's located. A photo posted on MySpace, according to 13UPN, CBS13.com, showing a Placer County high school student smoking marijuana has led to his arrest on numerous felony charges, including intention to make destructive devices. Placer County Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old Del Oro High student Daniel Blanchard on Friday, May 5th. The investigation into Blanchard started after Placer County Deputy Sheriff Ryan Berry saw a picture of him smoking a bong on MySpace. Berry is the school resource officer assigned to Del Oro High. The Sheriff's Department says when Berry questioned Blanchard about the photo, Blanchard made a big mistake and admitted smoking pot. So it sounds like he could have gotten out of this by not admitting to it. He could have gotten out of it.
He probably didn't realize that was the case, that he could, in fact...
he probably thought he'd been caught, you know?
Sure, that's it. It's a bong. There must be marijuana in it.
Right.
Well, no.
There could have been anything in it.
They sell bongs for smoking tobacco, not for smoking marijuana. That's the purpose of these things being sold in stores.
But he's a dumb high school kid, so
right.
He rolled over. Well, anyway, they then searched his backpack and found marijuana, hashish, and a marijuana pipe. A search of his car revealed more hash and marijuana, compact digital scales,
like he had a bad day.
Packaging materials, bongs, four knives, over a dozen hypodermic syringes, gunpowder, and potassium nitrate. When deputies searched his bedroom, they say they found more chemicals used in bomb making and several printed materials on making bombs, including
the Anarchist's Cookbook.
This Anarchist Cookbook. Why do they still sell this thing if they're gonna put people in jail who have it?
Well, Blanchard was arrested on four felonies and one misdemeanor charge, booked into the Placer County Jail. His bail of $150,000 was posted.
You know, I'm not sure that I think you should be able to charge somebody for conspiracy or
no,
considering
I don't
to,
think so either. Intention to make a bomb.
Right, the intention of making a bomb.
Because you have some chemicals.
You know, I've got books on how to grow flowers and how to grow trees and, mm-hmm. and all kinds of horticultural books at my house. You'd think that I had a garden, but I don't, because
right.
I don't have time. But I do read these things. I'm interested in them. Sometimes I look through them. Sometimes I think I'll do it, but I don't, because I just don't have time. I'm sorry, it's not... Just because he has a book on a bomb doesn't mean that he's going to build a bomb and blow us all up. And building a bomb isn't the same as building a bomb and blowing us all up. You know, you could just build a bomb, blow it up in your back 40 pasture.
Right. Some kids are really interested in chemistry, and they're interested in... one of the things that gets young boys interested in chemistry is the fact that when you combine certain chemicals together, it gets explosive.
They go, boom.
Yeah. That's what boys like. They like things that go boom and bang. And,
I'm afraid they do.
And when things get destroyed. And so, therefore, this is one of the ways that kids get into the technical field of chemistry, because when they were teenagers, they were making little bombs at home. In some cases, dad might even be helping. In some cases, I mean, a good dad would be in on
this. Let's hope so.
By keeping his kids safe, by saying, look, son, you want to build a bomb? I'll show you how to do it. You know, show you how to do it safely so you don't blow your hand off while you're trying to just have a little fun in the backyard. But in this case, just because they found some potassium nitrate and gunpowder, that must mean there's a plot to blow up the school. And then he's got to be brought up on terrorism charges. Now, they didn't bring him up on terrorism charges, but nonetheless, it's only one small step away from actually doing something like that.
It's true.
And so, do you think they went overboard on this? Do you think that this was an appropriate thing to do, was to charge this kid with intention to create bombs, a felony charge? 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to Kelly in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Oh, I am not.
You're not in New Jersey?
Well, no, I am in New Jersey, but I only called to win the Counting Crows tickets, and they told me they were going to transfer me.
I'm sorry. You must have the wrong show. Sorry, Kelly. Take it easy. All right, 800-259-9231. We don't do giveaways on Free Talk Live.
Mm. Counting Crows doesn't care anything about Free Talk Live, so we don't have their free tickets either.
Let's talk to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good evening, fellow freedom fighters.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the last caller, not the Counting Crows woman, but just the one before.
Sure.
Talking about market research, I guess he was a supervisor at a market research firm. I'm in market research, too. It's one of the areas of business I'm in.
Ah, yes.
And I have many, many years of experience in market research on both the interviewing side and analysis and study design and all of that. And I can speak a little bit to some of these surveys as well. These the Gallup polls and the ABC News and the NBC News polls and all of those are not usually very reliable. I mean, there's a number of factors.
Okay.
I mean, there's the margin of error that he mentioned. I mean, some of these studies have a margin of error of plus or minus more than 3%,
right,
which is an indication that it's a pretty bad study. Either the number of respondents that they were able to get, in other words, the number of completed surveys was very low.
Right.
That's a huge problem in a lot of these studies. They take interviews from a few hundred people, or even maybe 1,000 people, or even 2,000 people sometimes, and they try to take those results and project them and say that they apply to all 300 million Americans. Well, that's ridiculous. There are statistics that you can go by to determine how many people you need to survey in order for the results to be more accurate.
Well, how many people would you need to survey to get the idea of what 300 million people think?
Well, there are rough guidelines and different formulas for figuring that out, but...
Just give me a ballpark.
At least a couple of thousand.
Okay.
It depends widely on the type of survey it is, whether it's a phone survey or internet survey. It also depends on the kind of questions.
Very good, DJ. We appreciate the info. Just yet another, someone else backing up the claim that these polls aren't so hot. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and get signed up for our updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up for free. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And usually there's at least one update per week that goes out. I typically do an update on the site every weekend, usually after the Saturday show. In fact, coming up this weekend, we're going to be posting your interview, man, which you did a 10 questions with allaccess.com. It is a radio industry website.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get to read Manwich's 10 questions, because I'll be posting that on our website.
How exciting. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. And you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So you dial in about what you want. We just reported on a story where the cops, apparently they've solved all the bank robberies. Apparently they've solved all of the murders and all the rape cases and all the stolen property cases out there, because they're busy, really busy, surfing around a website called MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're busy jotting down people's names and going after them for posting photos of themselves smoking marijuana, allegedly, on MySpace.
Now, I'm not saying that the individual police officers that do in their individual jobs, like the narc cops versus the murder and, you know, cops that do murders investigations, mm-hmm. and they all do different jobs, so I'm not talking about them. But I'm talking about police departments have an overemphasis on solving drug crimes, considering that drug crimes have no victims.
Correct.
And property crimes and violence crimes...
They're not real crimes, therefore, of course.
That's my opinion. Right. But property crimes and violence crimes pay nothing. They pay nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does the police department get if they bust some big pot dealer?
Lots of pot.
They get all his pot.
Cash.
They get all his cash.
Maybe a gun or two.
They get whatever guns he has. They can also confiscate... In some states, they can confiscate his house. They can confiscate his cars.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, they can confiscate everything.
Right.
What do you get when you catch a bank robber?
A murderer.
Or a murderer.
I mean, how many murderers are driving nice cars anyway?
They don't get they don't get it anyway. That's not the law. The law is that the murderer's car goes, you know, wherever it goes, and the cops don't get it.
Yeah,
they don't. It doesn't even go to the impound.
Huh?
It probably goes to his where it's left wherever it is, and somebody takes it, whether it's his parents, you know, whatever guardian he had, whatever. But the cops don't get anything when they catch a murderer or a bank robber, except, you know, on the news, and they look good. So,
which should be enough
incentive.
Which should be enough. I mean, if we got rid of the war on drugs, then that would be their reward. You know, recognition. Look, so-and-so caught this murderer. Congratulations. We're going to promote you to lieutenant. You know, and then, okay, yay, good job.
I don't know whether I think
here's
that's
a bonus.
I don't think that's a particularly great idea either, because then, you know, we got to find
then
somebody.
Then they might find someone.
I found somebody. Yeah. Yay, I get to be lieutenant now.
Yeah, true.
You know,
good point.
Perhaps there should be other ways. And, you know, I'm not running police departments, but I can tell you that it's not a good idea to incentivize catching drug criminals and de-incentivize,
let's
which
just
it
make
is.
It part of their
when
job.
You over-incentivize one, you de-incentivize the other, and that's just the way it is. So they're incentivizing catching drug criminals.
Besides, it's easier to catch most of the drug criminals. They're usually harmless. I mean, the big players, sure, they can be dangerous, but they don't really usually catch those guys. The little guys, the guys that are just selling, you know, they buy an ounce of weed and part it out and sell some to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy. They'll roll right over and, you know, they're not going to resist arrest, and they'll give you all their drugs and tell you where they hid the rest of them. And, man, it's just like taking candy from babies, essentially. They won't even take them to trial. I mean, if you arrest Pablo Escobar or some big guy, you can damn well bet he's going to fight you down to the bitter end.
Nope, and should.
Yep. 800-259-9231, so we need to end the war on drugs. All right, speaking of pot, I got this email in from one of our listeners, because we had talked about amotivational syndrome in the past, about it possibly being something that marijuana creates in people, this idea that if you smoke marijuana, you aren't motivated to do anything. We've heard these allegations before.
I have.
Well,
it seems like it makes some sense to me. When I've smoked marijuana, it's been usually in the evening, and I guess I've been tired.
Well, you're also doing it, you know, to wind down, that sort of thing. So you were doing it at that particular with that intention. Anyway, here's the study that was actually done from MapInc.org. Debunking amotivational syndrome. There is no such thing as laziness. Laziness is only lack of incentive, by Dr. Norman Ryder, a graduate student in the psychology department at the University of South California. Sarah Barnwell has conducted a survey to assess whether or not cannabis use undermines motivation. She emailed a questionnaire to 200 undergraduates who had taken a course on drugs and human behavior, and to 100 acquaintances of a co-author, who in turn were asked to forward it to others. She got responses from about 1,300 people. She then analyzed the responses of everyday marijuana users, of which there were 244, and those who had never used marijuana, 243. Barnwell's questionnaire comprised of an apathy evaluation scale.
Now, that doesn't mean that's not a statistical study. Just because it was half and half doesn't mean that half of the people in the world America have smoked marijuana and half haven't.
No, that wasn't the suggestion.
No,
here.
I'm just
saying. Those are just the numbers of
those
people.
Those are the numbers.
Her questionnaire comprised an apathy evaluation scale and a satisfaction with life scale. Apathy was measured by 12 statements, such as, quote, "I don't follow through on my plans," to which respondents gave their level of agreement. Not at all, slightly, somewhat, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfaction was measured by agreement with five statements, including, quote, if I could live my life over, I would change almost nothing. The mean age of the participants was 33, meaning mm-hmm. half were above 33, half below. They were mostly Caucasian, 79%, with the preponderance of them being students. One in three frequent cannabis users described their use as medical. Much of Barnwell's paper consists of statistical methodology involving blah, 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 standard transformations, trim means, a bunch of statics, statistic stuff. The jargon is almost impenetrable, but it appears that statisticians allow themselves to discount outlier responses that don't jibe with the central tendency of the data. Barnwell's robust statistical analysis certainly makes their somewhat fuzzy survey seem supremely precise and worthy of publication in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. But why quibble when they're good on our issue? Barnwell concludes, quote, participants who used cannabis 7 days a week demonstrated no difference from non-cannabis users on indices of motivation. It bears repeating. Participants that smoked pot 7 days a week every single day had no statistical difference from non-cannabis users in regards to motivation.
Now, there's a problem here. There's sort of a disconnect with my understanding of marijuana and what this thing said, this particular study says.
Okay.
I'm not sure I believe it. But I can tell you this. There's been another survey that was released by the Australian Department of Motor Vehicles or something, the equivalent of DMV down there, that said that marijuana smokers were statistically a little better driver than a regular person.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Like 0.1%.
And it wasn't much.
Right.
But what I can tell you of all these things, and that seems strange to me too, somebody who's hindered is a better driver? No, that can't be right.
Mm.
Well, we can't study marijuana in America because it's too dangerous. Because the DEA is trying to hide marijuana and its, you know, its value.
You mean
and
it's too dangerous to the people that want to study?
Because
if they were to do a study without the permission of the DEA, they could risk a raid. That's
just
dangerous.
It's ridiculous. Let's study marijuana and see how good it is and
how bad it is.
Right. Please. Because right now we're just living in the dark, and I don't know what to believe. I do not believe anything the DEA tells me.
No
doubt. They sound like a bunch of liars to me.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up what's on your mind, unless you're a motivational. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the live streams that we have. Broadband version of the show is there. Dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We're talking about a study that was done out in California, and it was just simply based on an opinion survey, basically, that found that statistically, according to this study, cannabis users, marijuana smokers, were no less likely or no more likely to be amotivational, to have a lack of motivation than the average Joe, the average non-smoker. And there's a few more details we might get to, but first, we go to the phones, because this is your show. Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, you guys, we need to end the drug war by winning it.
What? What do you mean? How are you going
to
do that?
The government is trying to legalize drugs. They're starting out in Mexico, and I don't know if that's the globalists or the feds or who it is, but they, by the time we come to the you're going to probably think I'm crazy, but that's all right. The time we get to the cashless society, and because drugs are such a multi-billion-dollar annual industry, they want to be able to keep making that money.
Well, now, of course.
I studied marijuana for 20 years by smoking it, and they were stupid. I'm glad I quit now. I'm one of the lucky ones. Some of my friends went on to heroin and other numerous things, and they're strung out and homeless and pitiful. And
right.
They want to borrow money all the time, and they smell like death warmed over. Want to come in my house and take the shower.
Why didn't you try any heroin in 20 years of smoking marijuana?
Well, I don't like when the doctor wants to put a needle in my arm, let alone I'm not going to do it myself.
Well, you could always smoke it.
Nah, I tried cocaine. I was unimpressed with that. I didn't get anything out of cocaine that, like, three donuts and a couple of pepsi.
Are you really serious? You really think we can win the war on drugs?
If they wanted to.
What's the parameters of winning? What is a win in the war on drugs? How would you define that?
By getting use of it under control.
What does that mean?
By getting people not strung out on it, getting them off it. People need to find out that there's other... Being high is counterproductive. Now, I stopped using drugs, and I'm glad I did, but I got permanent memory loss. I can't tell you what I had for breakfast 3 days a week because I burnt my brain out with the stupid crap.
I could tell you what I had for breakfast either.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think you're attributing normal lack of recall to your drug use.
It's part of the dumbing down of America.
I agree with you. I do agree with you from that point of view, but I don't agree with you that there's any way to win the war on drugs. I mean, we have more police than we've ever had, and these people are motivated to win the war on drugs, and we've got more drug use than we've ever had. Did we manage to stop the drinking in America by having prohibition?
No, that was disastrous. People are going to...
This is a disaster. Just so you know, people are dying every day getting shot in the head because of this stupid war on drugs because you don't think you can handle it, man.
I did handle it. I quit, but...
Well, then why the hell don't you give the rest of the world a chance to handle it on their own?
Why? Do you think...
All the bums in my neighborhood that are top delirious, they want to bum money off me and they want to scatter their trash around and sleep in my extra truck. And leave it stinking up like a bum. It's just contributing to the downfall of the nation.
But wait a minute, most of those bums are drinking alcohol.
Well, that too, among other things. Some of them.
But alcohol's legal. I mean, are you going to call for banning alcohol again, Mark?
No, we can't legislate morality. People are going to do what they're going to do.
There you go, then. Let's not legislate morality.
So, do you agree with us that we should end the war on drugs by just making it so people can take the drugs that they want and making these products legal so they can buy them in the marketplace at regular rates instead of these black market prices?
I haven't really figured out how to handle it, but we need to...
You mentioned the billions and billions of dollars, and you're right. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, but the reason why there's so much money in it, Mark, is because it's illegal. If it wasn't illegal, then they would cost, you know, a pack of marijuana cigarettes would be the cost of a pack of cigarettes. And instead of being $60, it'd be $6 or $3 or something like that.
I suppose, but how do we get people to stop burning out and just sign it, you know, they cash their brain in, and then they're totally useless, and then they want to go collect welfare. And when I go out and make...
Well, we get rid of welfare.
Oh, you'd have a war on your hands.
What are you talking about?
Who's going to fight the war?
I don't know, but we need to get people to teach people to have some freaking self-respect.
Well, if you want self-respect
comes... Make an living, for one thing, and then after they do that, if they want to get high or whatever, you know, after they've paid all their bills and taken care of business... Now, I was taught business before pleasure, which I'm sure is unheard of nowadays.
Mark, I think that you're looking at it the wrong way. I think that, yes, okay, there are people out there that are junkies, they're strung out, they're losers, they spend all their money on drugs. There are few people like that, but there were over 700,000 people arrested for marijuana possession charges last year alone. And I can guarantee you that most of those individuals were average people who go to work, they come home at night, and they smoke a joint on their couch. They just happen to get caught possessing marijuana, and it threw their life in a loop. I mean, we're hurting our friends and family members because we insist on throwing them in jail because they want to alter their states in the evening after they, after they're done with work. Most drug users are responsible users. It's the ones that aren't that get all the press and appear in movies, and they make the rest of us look bad.
Well, that's possible. We got to do something about it, though. We got to stem the corruption. I guess the fallen nature of man is never going to allow it to be cleaned up entirely. But
Mark,
so,
let me give you the vision for what we can do about it, since you haven't thought too much about exactly what we should do. This is
no
what we do.
Answer,
we totally legalize drugs. We make it so there's no more criminal penalties. We take it out of the hands of the black marketeers, put it back in regular department stores, put it back in convenience stores, allow people to distribute them where they want, how they want, and allow the marketplace to handle it.
If we legalize all the drugs, then you think there'd be like a binge for a few weeks, and then everybody get burned out on it, and then you think half the reason they're doing it is because they feel like they're getting away with something?
I think some people might try.
It would be a big deal, and they'd drop the subject.
Mark, I think that some people might try these things that they've never tried before. But for instance, last year I hurt my ear very badly in a scuba diving accident, and it progressively got worse in the evening, and until the point it was a Sunday, I decided I'm going to go to the hospital. Before I went to the hospital, my mom lived seven houses down from me. I went down to her house. I grabbed a hydrocodone that she had in the cabinet.
Well, no, that's a good thing. I injured myself on the job once, and I'd previously, a few months ago, had my wisdom teeth pulled, and I didn't use all the pain pills, and when I was on the stagehand crew stacking up some aluminum bleachers and mashed one of my fingers, I was glad I had one of those left.
Can you believe it? Adults that can prescribe themselves pain medication and live through it.
Yeah, and you...
I guess the source of the trouble is the people that don't know when to stop.
Well, and that's okay. There's always going to be people that don't know when to stop. Look at the alcoholics in the world. I mean, they are in trouble. Their family life stinks, and they're miserable. However, my freedoms and your freedoms should not be infringed upon because there are some irresponsible people in the world. I don't like paying my tax dollars to enforce these laws on my friends and family members. It's not doing them any good, and you can't say, Mark, that you'd be better off today if you'd spent 10 years in prison for drug possession.
No, I don't think I would have.
Exactly.
If they're legalized, then are we going to be able to clean them up so they're not cut 30, 50%?
Of course.
70% and we'll have them quality controlled?
Of course. They'd be manufactured in a laboratory, and when you went and purchased these products, you would know exactly what you were getting, and the companies would be responsible if there was a mistake. In this case, you can't sue your drug dealer for giving you a bad batch of heroin. Thanks for the call, Mark. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Literally, everything would be better if we would end the war on drugs. It's insanity. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which?
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our website is there, and it's all totally free. We've got the listener map there. You can go to map.freetalklive.com and get on it. You enter in your location, your name, a photo of yourself if you like, and even a quote to go along with your entry. And you'll be on there with the other 1,300-plus listeners that we have around the world that have added themselves to our map at map.freetalklive.com. And we just got off the phone with Mark in Indianapolis, and it sounded like we might have made a little bit of persuasive headway there with him on the drug war issue. I mean, he at first started out by saying that he thought that we needed to fight this drug war to the end, and by the end of the call...
Well, we need to stop the drug war by ending it, is what he had said.
Oh, it sounded like he wanted to fight the...
He did, he did. Ended by winning it, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Excuse me.
Right. So we just say, end the war on drugs. And, you know, maybe I was thinking during the break, what is it going to take to get Americans to realize once and for all that making something illegal doesn't make it go away? When are we going to figure this out?
Or even come close to making it go away.
It does, yeah, it doesn't even scratch the surface.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there are maybe a couple of people that are on the fence that are or are not using based on the law, but for the most part, you pass a law, And it just adjusts the marketplace. That's all that happens. The supply, the demand is still there. You cannot destroy the laws of economics with human being made created laws. You can't do it.
And I think that people look at it from the point of view that, you know, who cares if the drug users can't get what they want? But there's, when you start affecting the market like this, there are unintended consequences in the human condition. Let me tell you about one. You make it illegal, it's difficult to get things. Like cocaine, very illegal, very difficult to get, therefore the price is very high. Now, it's not because coca plants are difficult to refine or anything like that.
That's simple.
And one could argue that it would be very, very cheap if you could grow your own here. So it's pretty cheap. Cocaine would be cheap to produce if you wanted to,
but
it's the illegality that makes it so expensive. Well, as expensive as it is, I can't work in my normal, you know, if I'm a cocaine user. Let's say I work at McDonald's. I don't know. I don't know why I'm picking on McDonald's. A fast food place.
Sure.
And that's where I work. I can't afford to pay. I could afford to pay for my beer habit, but I can't afford to pay for my cocaine habit.
Nope.
So if I want to be a cocaine addict, and I'm sure that, you know, there's people out there that do. That's what they want to do because the evidence is that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
If I want to be a cocaine addict, the way I'm going to have to make money is by prostituting myself, which is another law,
right.
Or
selling
cocaine, or perhaps robbing people, breaking into houses.
Right.
If a robbery goes badly, I've got to shoot somebody. I've got to rob a liquor store. I've got
to
bring my gun.
To get high.
Now, what happens to me? From looking on the outside, third person wise, I don't care what happens to that addict. What I care about is the person's house that they broke into.
My house.
Your house. All of us are in danger all the time from this drug war.
Yep.
Because it's illegal. Now, if it wasn't as expensive, these people wouldn't be breaking into houses.
How
and killing
many alcoholics
people.
Are breaking into houses?
You know, alcohol is a funny thing. You're using it as an example. Alcohol's the most dangerous thing out there. Alcoholics get drunk. Hurt people.
Yes,
you know,
but how many fights? I understand
right. I know what you're saying.
But we know what comes along with alcohol. If you want to avoid getting in a fight with an alcoholic, don't go hang out at a bar. If you don't want to get in a fight with an alcoholic, don't go over to his house. In the case of the drug users, if you want to avoid getting your home broken into, there's nothing you can do beyond putting up several layers of security and crossing your fingers and hoping that you don't get chosen to be robbed. So you can avoid the alcoholics for the most part. But you can't avoid a seething crack addict that has to have his next fix and has chosen you as his next target.
In all likelihood, he's got to have $100 or $200 a day to do his stuff. And how's he going to get that? He's not going to get that working at a job.
Let's talk to David in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, David.
Hi. Actually, first off, I want to say that I don't disagree with what you're saying totally. But my question is, how do you expect, if the drugs are legalized, for them to be regulated, since we have not been able to regulate alcohol appropriately?
What do you say when you say regulating alcohol appropriately? What do you mean?
As far as, I mean, how many people get arrested every year for giving alcohol to minors?
Lots.
So, I mean,
I think that we need to abolish the drinking age too.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with him, but I would say that making it 21 year olds. Let's talk about the drinking age, if that's what you're going to bring up here. Are you familiar with the term pre-gaming?
No.
No? Pre-gaming is what college students do before they go to the game or go out at night because they can't purchase. They're not old enough to purchase. Now, in college, there's 21-year-olds living in proximity to 19-year-olds. So they buy them their alcohol. So these people drink beforehand or they slip flasks in their pocket. This is how alcohol poisoning happens, is people drinking distilled alcohol beforehand so that they'll be drunk instead of being able to buy beers at $6 a piece at whatever place they went. That's what keeps you from getting alcohol poisoning is the price.
Right, and besides, I'm not calling for regulation. I'm just calling for a decriminalization. I'm calling for, you know, legalizing these drugs. If you want to regulate them, that's a whole other story. I don't support that necessarily.
Well, see, that was the only question that I had, because it's not going to, if it becomes legal, it's going to be regulated like alcohol is.
Right, and
so,
are we going to stop,
if that
are we stopping 16-year-olds from smoking pot now?
Well, no, we're not.
No,
well,
we're not. And, you're not going to be able to stop them then.
Nor
either.
Are we stopping 16-year-olds from drinking alcohol either.
Which, by the way, 16-year-olds say that it's easier to get pot than it is to get alcohol. So,
but they do arrest the people that provide it to those underage.
Understood. They arrest in both circumstances.
Do you think we should be arresting these people? Hang on, Dave. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. I say end the drinking age. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. But only moments remain, so if you want to get on, now be the time to make the call. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. You get some perks. You get access to the classic archives, the amplifier-only line, and more. And we give you everything on our website for free. So if you want to go and grab a bunch of archives, go grab them up and enjoy. It's on the house. But if you like what we're doing on the show, you want to support us, you want to see us spread to more radio stations, definitely become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to David in Indianapolis. Now, David, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. We're talking about regulation. We're talking about ending prohibition. And as you pointed out, the most likely thing that's going to happen if we do manage to decriminalize drugs is that the government's going to want to regulate them like alcohol, which would be a mistake. It's not as big of a mistake as having them illegal in the first place. That's a huge mistake, and we're all paying the price for it. But nonetheless, just looking at alcohol regulation will show how much of a mistake drug regulation will be. Let's let the marketplace regulate things. Let's let individual store owners decide who they're going to sell to. It may sound radical, but I'm calling for an absolute abolishment of the drinking age. And think about it. You know that kids can get their hands on alcohol today. My question for you, David, is, since you were young at one time, do you think that drinking alcohol would be as cool as it is today for kids if it was totally legal for them to do?
Well, definitely not. I mean, if you think about it, how many people stop smoking once they hit 18?
I don't know. How many do?
Well, I did.
Very interesting. I quit alcohol at 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that I think that that's such a great idea, but I do think that if you're
why?
An adult, why do I not
yeah.
think that? Well, because I don't want to. I bought cigarettes for my dad across the street at the little store when I was like 10.
So what?
I don't want that to happen.
Did you start smoking those cigarettes?
I didn't even have any idea. But if I had, I could have bought them.
But it wouldn't have been cool if it was legal, man. Which it's cool to smoke cigarettes because it's bad and you're breaking
the law. I have no concept as to what cool is. But I do think if you're an adult, you should be able to decide whether or not you can drink or whether or not you can take particular drugs. I think that parents should then be allowed to purchase for their kids. If they want them to have it, they can buy them cigarettes and that kind of thing.
David, final thoughts for us.
That was it. I just wanted to make sure if we're talking about legalizing drugs, then it's not going to actually help the crime rate unless it's not regulated.
Well,
because you're just going to see it. I mean, you're still going to see it go up, but you're going to see it go up in a different way.
The crime rate would absolutely go down regardless of whether it's regulated or not, because the black market incentives will be taken out. David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's move to John in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, John in Indy.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going, guys?
Hey, going great. You're short on time. You got about 30 seconds, John. So
no problem. Just a comment. First of all, I don't know that the government will ever just come out and legalize drugs, even though it's fun to talk about. But just saying that they did, I was just wondering if maybe, let's say that they came out tomorrow and said, okay, let's go on ahead and do this, if they wouldn't run a backdoor war on drugs, because there's going to be a lot of employers that would be worried that maybe that their employees would be coming to work high. So if they wouldn't tougher drug screening, even though drugs are legal, the drug screening, which would then still leave people unemployed, not being able
John,
to afford things.
You could still, in most cases, if you drug test your employees, you'll start finding that some of your best employees use drugs. And also, you know, it's still your private business. If you want to drug test your employees when drugs are legal, you can.
And you can see in the radio industry, if they kicked everybody out for smoking pot, man, it would be gone. It'd be over.
Yep, exactly.
All the talent would be gone.
John, thanks for the call, man. We're back on Monday night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...